Ready?
Yep, go.
I went to the Chinese restaurant to buy a loaf of bread, bread, bread. He wrapped it up in bubble gum, and this is what he said, said, said. My name is...
For years, and it had gotten so miserable, so desolate, that I reckoned it was time to go ahead and kill myself. Not brave enough for drowning or hanging, I decided I would go to Thailand and drink, drug, and fuck myself to death. I figured I'd have a month of practice, so I bought a plane ticket, Japan, Thailand, Malaysia, South Africa, and Argentina. After which, I'd return back to Thailand and get down to business.
起来，不愿做奴隶的人们，把我们的血肉铸成我们新的长城。中华民族到了最危险的时候。每个人被迫着发出最后的吼声，起来，起来，起来！我们万众一心，冒着敌人的炮火前进，冒着敌人的炮火前进，前进，前进，进。
First 7 days was Japan. I visited Hiroshima, where they dropped Little Boy, the first atomic bomb. The building just under the blast still half stood, and now a collection of bricks and metal. People were reflective and quiet. Until 3 buff young American military dudes walked by, joking and laughing and hitting each other, talking as loud as they would in a crowded bar. Even here, they were not rendered silent.
Or perhaps that was their point.
But then,
in an instant, something did shut them up.
The soldiers spotted another foreigner,
a skinny white guy who had long, long dreadlocks that reached down his back.
The Yanks, in unison, stopped and began to give this weirdo the evil eye, their faces full of venom, like they'd jump him given the slightest provocation. And I thought to myself, if you aren't going to learn the nature of hate at this place, this shrine of the ultimate horror, you're never going to learn it. I went inside to the museum, and amongst the pictures of burned corpses and statistics on nuclear weapons, I met a woman. I told her I was going to Osaka by train, and she said she was driving that way. In Osaka, we went to a love hotel, and, well, we made love.
Jim Brown calling from Conway. I just want to go over your laboratory results with you. The tests we did for syphilis, gonorrhea, chlamydia, trichomonas, mycoplasma, and hepatitis C oral gonorrhea and chlamydia and herpes simplex type 2 are all negative. They are all negative. You did have a positive test for herpes simplex type 1, consistent with your history, as I recall, of having had oral herpes in childhood. That can be rarely recurrent. That's what it is, type 1 herpes. You've never been infected with type 2, the kind we more commonly see in adulthood in the genital area, okay? So once again, all the tests we did for gonorrhea, chlamydia, syphilis, mycoplasma, trichomonas are negative, okay? Take care now.
Thailand and drink, drug, and fuck myself to death. Why so dramatic? I was a white male from New Zealand. How bad could life be? I traveled the world, met interesting people, been snowboarding. All I can say is I remember begging God to kill me as early as 10 years old.
That first stop in Bangkok, I met a girl at the post office called Sassy.
We agreed to meet that night, and on the way there, I met a Scottish guy sitting on a wall. The Scottish guy joked all night about us all getting into bed together. In my hotel room, she actually agreed to the threesome, but neither I nor the Scottish guy could get it up. In a rage, Sassy stormed out, the Scottish guy chasing after her. I sat laughing for a while, then jumped into the swimming pool.
Хватила навеки великая Русь, да здравствует созданный волей народа единый могучий Советский Союз!
Feel free to shout, cheer. And then audience, just keep clapping and don't stop until it's done. So get excited, and we're gonna let the dream start right now. So the UK, the Netherlands, Italy, Spain, Norway, Latvia, Israel, Venezuela, South Africa, Kenya, Nigeria, Egypt, Kuwait, Venezuela, New Zealand.
Praises heard and found. God defend you.
Incredibly, I don't remember my days in Malaysia at all. I was obviously there
and traveled to somewhere called the Perhentian Islands, because I wrote in my journal, Perhentian Islands, Malaysia, 6:30 in the morning, kept awake from nightmares. At the bottom of the page, there's a little sketch I drew. It's a man in rags on a deserted island, but the island is only a few square feet wide and has one single coconut tree on it. The man has an axe and is in the process of chopping the tree down.
Marsz, marsz, Dąbrowski, z ziemi włoskiej do Polski, za twoim przewodem złączym się z narodem. Przejdziem Wisłę, przejdziem Wartę, będziem Polakami. Dał nam przykład Bonaparte, jak zwyciężać mamy.
The riskier the behavior, the bigger the thrill. In South Africa I went down with the great white sharks, but it bored me.
I was safe in the cage, there was no real danger. But when I barely managed to get away from a guy chasing me to mug me, that's when I felt alive. People in Cape Town warned me about being in the empty parts of the city at night. They told me about shootings and stabbings and robbery and rape. In my imagination, I turned it into a city run by vampires. Friendly, safe, calm in the day, deadly, and full of horror at night.
A friend of a friend came to take me out one afternoon. Weirdly, he and I looked a lot alike, but otherwise he was my opposite. He being rich, confident, and suave. The day started off okay, he drove me round the beautiful Cape Town coast, but by night he was bored with me. We sat in a pub, my side of the conversation dried up, and to amuse himself more than anything, he suggested flipping a coin. Heads, we'd finish our beer, he'd drive me home, say goodbye, that would be that. Tails, he would buy some cocaine and take us to a whorehouse. It turned out that this guy, who could have any woman he wanted, absolutely loved hookers. Back then I couldn't understand why, when he had a great job and a model actress girlfriend, why he was so obsessed with performing cunnilingus on the woman in the city's cheapest brothels. But now I'm not so naive. Dashboard and went to the brothel.
But
what do you know?
In the end,
it was a real downer.
Hi, Sinjin. This is Adam Brown. I'm one of the nurses at Callan Lode. I hope everything's going well with you today. I'm looking at your lab results from the other day, and everything looks great, real clear, and no issues at all. It looks to me, though, like you guys had discussed oral herpes or HSV-1. It does appear that you carry antibodies to HSV-1, so, you know, at some point you had it. If you're not having lesions, that's not an issue. If you have any questions at all, you can feel free to call me. I'm here every day except Monday. Again, my name is Adam. Just call the main number and ask for me, and we can discuss anything you like. All right, cool. Thank you. Bye.
Lasst uns pflügen, lasst uns bauen, lernt und schafft wie nie zuvor und der eigenen Kraft vertrauend steigt ein Freigeschlecht empor. Deutsche Jugend, bestes Streben unseres Volks in dir vereint, wirst du Deutschlands neues Leben und die Sonne schön wie nie über Deutschland scheint, über Deutschland scheint.
To Argentina, my last stop before returning to Thailand, I was panicking. I was going to be there for 6 days and had literally 10 American dollars in my pocket. I wondered if I could stay at the airport until I managed to somehow get some money. I thought about trying to sell myself, though at 30, I wasn't exactly a hot young stud. Sleeping on the streets was going to be painful. I'd done it before, and I found you instantly begin to feel like a rodent. That from the very first morning you crawl out of some bushes in the middle of a city, you are no longer able to look people in the eye.
Shh.
as it was, after 6 incredible days in Buenos Aires, I stood outside the hostel I'd been staying in. My plane to Thailand, my death plane, leaving in a few hours. A friend I'd made walked up and asked what the hell I was doing. I told him I was trying to decide whether to catch my flight or just say fuck it and stay in Argentina. He looked at me and nodded and finally said, "Well, let's go up and have a beer and talk about it." That year in Argentina was perhaps the best of my life.
Thank you.
Yay.
Glad you hear it.